say my name.
ESPN 97.5.
Damn right.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gao Media station.
That's what I'm here for.
I ain't been getting high.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sharara.
Yeah, because I threatened to start playing songs from my phone.
You also threatened
over his
the hell
bumper
out of
music.
Him that he was playing the wrong version because he was like giving us his own. He was rap song like you scared the hell out of him.
Yeah,
no, I knew it because I got the clean version. Although sometimes when I get it from YouTube, it says clean version.
It's not,
and that's happened on this show obviously a couple times.
Well, I see this is so much better.
Yeah. You're obviously not paying attention because I've played this song.
No.
Thank you for paying attention to the show.
You've never played this song.
Yeah.
Ever.
Welcome to The Usual Suspects.
Nope. Find me the episode. Find me the
gonna
the
go back
rejoin where you played this.
It takes time.
Yeah. You know why? Because you've never played it.
Let me know when you guys are done.
No. Somebody texted the show. Thank you, everyone that texts the show. Except this jerk.
Really?
Hey, keep up the good work, guys. First good show. What?
What do you mean? What the first, hell is that?
First good show. Oh, that cuts deep, dude. Why you got to be like that?
Because their life sucks and they got nothing better to do, so they're taking shots at us.
Somebody said this whack-ass Lil Yachty. That's not... Lil Yachty's a guest on that. That's Kyle, right?
It's Kyle and Lil Yachty.
Yeah, but it's not Lil Yachty's song. It's Kyle's song.
Lil Yachty gets a lot of hate, despite how big he's gotten. He gets
a
lot of hate.
He's got a stupid-ass name, Lil Yachty.
Because his lyrics. People hate on his lyrics.
Well... that too, but his name is dumb.
I mean, whatever.
Lil Yachty. I'd have went with Big Boat personally, but
they call him Boat too.
See, that's what I would have went.
And I get heat for dad jokes.
Yeah, that's true. That was a dad
joke. And you would have Lil Yachty and gone for Big Boat.
You know what? People in dad joke houses shouldn't throw stones.
I already said. I said I get the heat for dad jokes.
Yeah.
And you threw that out there.
I'm a professional, Joel.
You're borderline Sean Salisbury after
that
one.
Don't you pin that evil on me, Ricky Bobby? Don't you put that evil on me? We'll have a joke off. I have no problem with that.
By the way, Sean was all about trying to get Dallas Keuchel the MyPillow.com.
Yeah.
Fix his neck issues, yeah.
Okay.
You weren't touching that one.
Nope.
I'm not sure why, but okay.
Joel's a bigger gambler than we give him credit for.
No, probably not.
He's what?
A bigger gambler.
Why?
Because just with the way he talks about sponsors and gets himself in trouble.
Yeah, he is.
Me getting us in trouble? Okay.
You should have seen his face.
All righty.
His eyes were so big.
Jeez.
Let's go to Sean.
Oh, yeah. Sean,
we need some help here.
Okay, so let's just recap real quick that Barry read a couple of stories. One was the first ever head transplant, which is going to take place in Russia later this year. We were also wondering and questioning... what it takes medically, how we could do that otherwise. And Sean has called in. He might be able to enlighten us a little bit. Sean, what's up?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good.
How's it going, Sean? Now, Sean, you're going to tell us how to keep a brain alive, but I'm going to need you to tell us why you're an expert on this first, because if you're just some dude that just smoked a J and tuned in and we're like, bro, I've got an idea, I need to know that you know what you're talking about.
No, so I've been healthcare for about 10 years. I'm a cardiovascular perfusionist, so I put people on bypass every day and, like, stop the heart so that we can do operations on the heart with no heartbeat. And so we functionally keep the body alive while the heart is stopped.
Damn.
But we can do that with the brain, too, in this example.
Okay, now that's...
So you're basically telling us you're not the sharpest tool in the shed. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, so we do that every day, you know, in the medical center. And to talk to you about that commercial you were talking about, that's Methodist, where Methodist Hospital, where they actually stop the heart and take it out and, like, remove a tumor and put it back in. I mean, that's essentially like a heart transplant, like where you're taking one out and putting it in. So we do that all the time.
Wow. And that's, I mean, it's got, I mean, is it, obviously you do it so much with the theory of repetition and everything else that it becomes, I don't want to say old hat, but so you guys do that like on a regular basis now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we do that every day, you know, and stopping the heart. But as far as the brain is concerned with this head transplant stuff,
yeah.
You know, the head can only be without oxygen for like 5 to 6 minutes. So you're going to have to decapitate them or take it off, connect it to a pump that's going to apply flow, pressure, and oxygen, and circulate that brain until you've got it ready to be put into somebody else. But you've only got like 5 to 6 minutes on a brain. A heart, you know, we can have in a cooler for 4 to 6 hours for a heart. And lungs, it's about 6 to 8 hours.
So essentially on the head transplant, you're going to be a NASCAR pit crew? You got to go as
far? Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
So, Sean.
Yeah, so we'll jump in place of like the native circulation and take over the circulation and oxygenation, pump the brain to keep it alive, and then put it in somebody else if you had to.
All right, Sean, so you seem like a pretty smart guy. Not as smart as me, obviously, but what do you think the odds of this being successful are, this head transplant? What would you give it? I know this isn't the Blitz and Wednesday, but what do you think the odds are this is a success?
What are the odds? 20%.
So this dude's good as dead.
You've
got
to be real quick. The amount of time you could go without the brain having circulation and oxygenation is going to be less than 5 to 6 minutes. So not real high.
Yeah, because I feel like I feel like that they may get, you know, it may work to a certain degree, but he might be like, you know, like functionally retarded or something when it's done. Like it's not going to be fully back to normal.
Oh, yeah, he's not going to have a whole lot of pep in his step, that's for sure.
Okay.
And you still obviously have to have same blood type, and the whole matching has to take place. It can't just be any donor, right?
Yeah, you'd have to have some of that. We can do what's called an ABO, like that's the different blood types, ABO, incompatible transplants. Like those are things that are done.
Mm-hmm.
But to do something of that extreme, it would have to be pretty well lined up.
Hmm.
And does the ABO give you you're more susceptible to infection?
It's just the rejection, you know.
Okay.
So if you put something that's not the correct type, then the natural body will attack it, thinking it's a foreign object. So that's why you have to have the compatible types.
That's awesome stuff, man.
Well, Sean, you seem like a pretty smart dude, man. I'm going to take your word for this. This was pretty educational, though. Somebody even texted the show and just said, I didn't think I would learn anything from you guys, and I was wrong. I learned something today, and we can thank Sean for that.
Sean,
thank you, Sean.
Thanks a lot, man. We
very
appreciate
smart.
It. Have a good weekend. That was awesome.
That was actually pretty fascinating. I'm not going to lie.
Doubt.
I didn't realize you do that, although I would be worried that somebody puts a heart in a cooler, and it's someone's lunch cooler. That would be bad. You go to eat the wrong thing.
That's what you thought of after that conversation with
when
Sean?
When he said they put it in
it's
a cooler.
Boy.
They put it in a cooler. I'm thinking, That would be that's how my mind works.
Yeah.
What if they put it in the wrong cooler
that's
with
exactly
a sandwich?
What I thought of when
with
he was
a
done
sandwich,
talking.
And then they put a sandwich in a dude's chest and he dies because they can't figure out how to hook up a sandwich to
this
all
is why,
to
this
the.
Is, this in a nutshell is why people think that they're never going to learn anything. Listening to this. I mean, this is what you're doing.
Someone thanked me for making Nick play some current music like Kyle,
the song that I've already played, but whatever.
Someone else said that it was just a joke about our first good show, but they knew Joel would get upset about it.
That's what I did.
And I quote, oh, sensitive ass. Joel. And then where was... okay, I missed it. Oh, yeah, here it is. Yeah, I didn't expect to learn anything from you guys today. You proved me wrong. Well, you're welcome.
I already read that.
And yeah, I know. And then there's one guy that keeps texting me the same one. Listen, I've said this before on this show, guys. If you text me, I need you to keep it brief. You can't text me 57 sentences in a like with chapters.
Yeah, the
and
worst
an index.
Thing is when it takes more than
all
one
I
email.
See is
one,
rule
one
number
text.
One in Zombieland, and then thousands of words. And I'm sorry, whoever's texted this, that's way too many words for me to read. Way too many words. I love you though.
Sometimes 6 to 10 is too many.
What is this?
This is what AO and TO, right? AO and TO.
We get like a committee behind
right?
you helping
oh,
you
why
out.
Did, what you, why'd you ask the black guy, Nick? That's
because
racist.
Because he's the one that suggested
that's
the song.
Racist.
He's the one who suggested the song.
I don't know what this is. Black guy, what is this song? Like, that's so racist. What's his name? What's his name?
I don't even know. What's your name, bro?
Oh,
I don't even know.
Well, what's your name? Kelly. Kelly.
Kelly, talking to the mic, Kelly.
He's not going to hear you.
Give Kelly the mic. Put me on speaker in there.
What's up?
Kelly, did you tell him who this was before you suggested it?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. next time, just let Kelly do it. Like, don't embarrass yourself, Nick.
We're what, like, I don't know. This is, I think this is AI, TO. No, damn it. I don't know.
Well, they're not getting on to you. They're getting on to me. But,
Kelly doesn't. They can't hear. He's like, what are they saying?
Stay tuned for A-E-I-O-U and sometimes Y.
Poor Nick.
And then next week it'll be, and now the usual suspects with Barry Laminack, Joel Blank, and Kelly.
Somebody texted this show and said, look, I just got high, but is oxygenation a real word? I'm taking Sean's word for it. He was way smarter than anyone on this show.
I'm going Sean on that one.
Yeah.
And by the way, smart people listen to our show. We just proved that.
That's right.
Take that to the bank.
Boom. Ha! Suck it, nerds.
Yeah, Nick. Start. We're running on some music. All right. We're going to be right back with much more of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Because he probably want my baby. Hey. Ice on my neck. Cause like 5K. 5K. I want a girl built just like.
ESPN 97.5.
SpermDonor.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4. Usual Suspects continuing to roll on.
Okay, let me just stop the whole thing. We've got text of the week.
Oh, you were going to go to that. I was trying, Nick. I was trying hard to get to the story from yesterday.
Don't worry about it.
All right.
This might be text of the month. It could very well be text of the year. And it's just simple and beautiful. Someone texted the show and they simply said, Nick's life is in shambles.
Lane!
That's so true. You're just a mess, Nick. You're just, your whole life is in shambles.
Why is it in shambles?
That's a beautiful texter. That's a beautiful text.
You don't know my life?
No, he kind of does.
No, he doesn't.
It might have been your dad texting the show. It could have been Pop's like, yeah, Nick's life is in shambles.
It's a disaster.
Yeah, so we got that. And then we got this text, and it's long, but it's worth reading. Whoever hate texted the show is a bum. I'm a courier in the whole Houston area. Listen to ESPN 97.5 all day. Y'all are the best show throughout the day. I work late just to finish listening to The Usual Suspects. Great radio show. So suck it.
God love that person.
That's right.
We need more like him.
Yeah.
Or her or whoever.
By the way, awesome. The dude that did say that it was...
he was joking.
Yeah, he said he was joking.
Yeah.
But still, it's good to know that people out there...
So you can never trust Barry when he's... I'm starting to believe you, Joel. You can't trust Barry on the text line.
See?
He cannot be the gatekeeper of the text line no longer.
So you can take charge of this. He gets mad when you dive in.
Joel,
start diving in.
Done. I'm done with text. I am officially no longer reading texts.
So I'm the gatekeeper now?
You're it.
Yes.
Tag. You read all the texts. I'm done. In fact, I'm closing them right now.
You're kind of doing that.
I'm getting a little aggressive right
now.
I'm
out. Kind of like the whole hand in the face. You're out. Talk to the hand of Nick.
No, I'm just telling him.
You're like throwing something at me. I don't know what it is.
I'm just pointing out that his life is in shambles and he can have the text line now.
You're Trump-esque with those hand gestures.
Yeah, well. So I was trying to tell Nick the story yesterday. We were talking about being at Truck Fitters. And I said,
you told me yesterday.
I told you this yesterday, but not on air.
Right.
But I was going to tell Nick, but we came back for break. So I figured I'd tell him on air. Whatever. We were at Truck Fitters yesterday. It's a very nice place, too.
Modern, clean.
Yes, yep. I really liked it. The problem was on the way there, I really had to boo-boo. I had to go.
Uh-oh.
So I just figured I would go when I got there, but then they only have the one restroom, and it's a unisex, and it's right there in the showroom area.
It's pretty much right next to the checkout desk.
Yeah, and I was
Yeah,
and I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that. So I went next door, and I'm just trying to get your opinion if I have, you know, violated any unwritten laws here.
No.
But you don't even know what I'm going to say yet. I went next door to the Vietnamese restaurant behind Truck Fitters on 1960. And when I walked in, they were very eager to say, hey, you know, table for one? Hey, and then like three people came out from behind the counter. And I just didn't want to be like, no, I just got to poop. You know, I didn't want to just say that out loud. So I was like, I didn't know what to say. I panicked. And I just went, I'm waiting on a friend, but I need to use the restroom real quick. So I didn't think that through because then I'm like, well, now how am I going to walk past them and leave? How am I going to get out of here? And then it just so happened as if Jesus was walking with me. On my way to the restroom, I passed a guy I know, because this is right next to 4 Ounce Fight Club, Truck Fitters in this Vietnamese place.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw, Joel, but there's the MMA gym, 4 Ounce Fight Club, which, by the way, is where Derek Lewis trains, where I used to train as well.
Cool.
It's right there. So I'm walking to the restroom, and I pass Ike Villanueva, who is a local fighter who fought for, I think, Bellator, maybe Strikeforce as well. He's fought for Legacy several times. And then Hurricane Ike is his name, but he fights out of 4 Ounce. I hadn't seen this dude in years. I was like, Ike, what's up, man? And I kind of made a big production out of it so that they would think that that was the friend I was waiting for.
Right.
And then I went, I was like, listen, bro, I got to go. I can't talk to you. But I just, I was like, hey, what's up? And then like when I leaned in with a bro hug, I was like, I got to poop. I can't stay here. It's good to see you. And I kind of patted him on the back and went in there and handed my business. When I come out, Ike was gone. And I was like, uh-oh, now what? And then I thought, oh, that's beautiful. And so I walked over to him. I was like, did you guys see where my friend went? And they were like, he can't. No, he left. I was like, oh, I guess he left me. And I ran out. So I don't know if I, because they actually had a sign on the restroom that said for customers only.
Yeah. Illegal.
Is that illegal? Did I steal? Is that stealing?
No, it's not.
Okay. You did ask for water, didn't you?
Nope, I didn't ask for anything. I just left.
I thought you told me you pretend like you got a phone call.
Yeah,
the
I
way
did.
Because
I was like, I said, did you guys see where my friend went? And they were like, no. And then I was like, oh, and I pulled out my phone. And I was like, oh, this is him. Hey, Ike, what's up? Dude, where are you at?
Perfect.
And then
that's
I walked out.
Yeah, it was pretty smooth.
And then I walked out, and then I kind of meandered around for a moment and then went to Truck Fitters. And I'm sure they saw me walk to Truck Fitters because of all the windows. But
right.
Yeah, it wasn't the smoothest. I mean, I'm never, you know.
Yeah, you had to go. It's all good.
Moral of the story is, poop before you leave the house. On the air, because now you know who you can trust. You can't trust this guy. He's lying to Boo.
Are you trying to like?
That's your moral?
You're trying to like?
It just goes to show you that Barry's a conniver, and he's just
I had to poop, dude. What do you want me to do?
It would have been funnier if you had to try and work it out at the Truck Fitters.
No, I wouldn't do that to you guys and them and their customers. And there were people in there. I'm not doing that. I'm not a savage. When I go to the Vietnamese restaurant, do that while people are eating.
Yeah, right.
I'm not no savage.
There weren't any bugs, right?
I didn't look. I just went straight to the room and did
I'm talking
thing.
About because, you know, in the Subway, there were bugs.
Eduardo said, hashtag boo boo man.
See, that's the worst text of, or the tweet of the week.
Why? Boo boo man?
Yeah.
No. He said real life story.
That wasn't the guy that took a shot at you. Don't hate on him.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Leave Eduardo Flores alone. He's a nice guy.
Oh, Eduardo Flores. Yeah, he was complimenting me on the Facebook Live.
Too late now.
Yeah.
Too late now. You've already dogged him. Now he thinks you're an a-hole.
We're boys, Eduardo, right?
Nope. Say no, Eduardo. Just say no.
By the way, Nick wants to, he said you better not have deleted that text because he wants the number off of it as soon as
blocked.
We go to break.
Deleted it. I'm making it in my background. What are you talking about? Nick's life is in shambles. I wish this show had a Twitter because I would make this the show's profile picture. Nick's life is in shambles.
Hey, they want us to have t-shirt ideas. There's one.
Ooh.
John was supposed to like walk me through that, but he never did. I don't know. I guess they didn't want my opinion on the t-shirts. Did they? Are they done? Are they going to be produced?
I have no idea. John was supposed to walk you through it, and he never did.
Well, he was supposed to walk me through it so I could tell you guys, but it never happened.
Michelle told me that anything that we think would make a great t-shirt, if we have ideas, we should give to her. And I said,
so you can get charged for it when you are out and remote.
Get charged? Right. Yeah. So they can make us buy them.
Yeah, we can buy them.
Hey, I like that shirt with my name on it. That's $20.
And our likeness if they do it right.
It's $20.
That is the best thing. I wish I could see them say that. Hey, you know that shirt that has your name on it?
It's $20 if you want one.
Plus tax.
Yeah.
Well, and the worst part was, it was before when we were just getting the show started. We weren't, and we're still, by the way, we're still not on any of the shirts.
No. Well, Houston Game Day isn't even on them, but Mike Liebeschock took a Sharpie and wrote in hashtag Houston Game Day for the win on the shirt he bought. He had to buy one!
That's what I'm saying, too. So then...
I think, hold on. I'm sorry. I don't want to interrupt you. Actually, yes, go ahead. Do. I don't want to interrupt you. Go ahead. I'll finish my thought.
No, because I was going to say, the only time when I first started, and I was going to... And I was like, can I... My mother-in-law was in town. I was like, can I get a couple station shirts for my wife and my mother-in-law? And they're like, no. I mean, unless you want to buy them. And they're like, you know, $10 a piece. And I go, what? I go, I'm on air. And they're like, sure you are. And I'm like, really? And the girl's like, yeah, no. Mm-mm. And I'm like, okay. And then like Granado wraps up and I go sit down and put the headsets on. She's like, oh, you really are. I'm like, forget it now. Now I'm just plain pissed off.
Do you know who I am?
I didn't do that.
I'm Joseph Blank.
I did not do that.
Of man, the Joseph your, Blank Show.
Now, if they do our idea for the usual suspects.
How did I screw it up? It's the Big Three with JB.
Because you're supposed to remind us and say coming up next and in our ear and
hashtag
all these organized
shambles.
Things.
You didn't look very ready.
I've never not been ready, Nick. I've always got them executed. So we'll just have to put it on hold. But here's the thing. So if they do the shirt with all three of our likenesses on it,
I'm not
too,
paying for one.
That's exactly what
I'm
doing.
Not paying for one. I think you should. We should get one that just says, what up, H-Town?
I said that should be one
I
of
do,
them.
Yeah.
I did. I said that should be one
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, I like that.
And you know what? To beat them to the punch, El Jefe, because I know you're listening, get the poster for the movie The Usual Suspects, but put Nick and mine and Barry's faces on them.
I was going to tell you guys, I think David Gal's running a sham on us trying to make extra money off of his employees. So they try to charge you for a shirt, and every time I go to buy a Coke in the Coke machine with a dollar, it shorts me a nickel.
Well, that's not Mr. Gal.
I think he's trying to get extra money out of us to pay Fred and AJ. I think that's what it is. This is my theory. It's true. Okay. I'm just saying, someone owes me about 45 cents worth of nickels.
When I see Mr. Gal, I'll let him know that you think that.
Yeah, and by the way, please the good don't thing do that. Is at least he didn't say it over
please,
the air.
Please don't say that. Please don't do that to me.
At least you didn't say it over the air.
What?
All right, so we'll be back with the last half hour of The Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere. About them commas, cause my cake up. You can ride inside my life on that fame bus. Cause I promise when we step out, you'll be famous. Modern day Bunny and Clyde, what they named us. For everybody.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to Radio with the 80s. What is it? What was it?
Yeah, those current songs. What, we got three? Thanks.
The 80s.
Now back to songs from a decade ago. Well, it was fun while it lasted.
Where's it like the workouts or the video spinning or spinning to the 80s or...
Sweating to the oldies?
Sweating to the oldies. There you go.
Kirsten just emailed me a list of songs.
And this was it?
No.
You could just use my jam playlist. I could just play
Forget
these...
your playlist.
I could just play
sucks.
These from my phone, dude.
You just said your playlist sucks.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's not as bad as his old ass.
Dude, who's old ass?
Your old ass
I'm
playlist.
The old ass?
Yeah. Yeah. How is it that I'm 10 years older than you and you're playing songs from before you were born?
Because we like to mix it up.
What? Your life is in shambles, Nick.
We like to mix it up. We've always liked to mix it up.
Somebody said, nah, don't let Nick read my text. I like a black soul to read my text. Ask Nick to say, oh, sensitive ass. Say it, Nick. Say, oh
sensitive ass.
That wasn't good.
It wasn't bad.
It was all right.
Oh, sensitive ass.
No.
All right.
Fine. Stop it.
Oh, sensitive ass.
Right. Let's do the call.
All right.
The board says John Wolf. I believe there's a middle name in there. But John Wolf, you want to talk about, it says on-air reporter. Go right ahead, sir.
I heard y'all bitching about not getting ripped off around the office, and I was going to tell you. About not having your face on t-shirts and stuff. I've been on this for 8 years now, and I'm still not even invited to the Christmas party.
John, they won't let you come to the Christmas party? If you don't know,
no.
guys, this is John Clay Wolf. Wolf. Give yep. me the VIN.com. World famous, right?
Because it's so easy, you can do it in your underwear.
And they won't let you come to the Christmas party?
They won't let me come to the Christmas party. It all started with Dave Tepper. Y'all weren't around when Tepper.
Oh, but we
I was
know.
Here for Tepper. Yeah. I was here for Tepper.
Tepper and I had a battle of the wits for years, and I was glad to see him go. If you know the truth, I like him, but he didn't like me. But that happens a lot. A lot of people don't like me.
What do you do, John? Are you mean? Are you like a dick to people, or are you just
No. I mean, a lot of people like me. Program directors don't like me. We're on 20 stations now. I don't know if you knew that. We've really grown a lot.
That's good.
Yeah, and, that's fantastic. Yeah. There's only one that matters.
You're right. We're starting on KVET in Austin tomorrow, and then Tulsa and San Antonio and next week.
All right, well, let's not turn this into a commercial, John.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, let's focus on you not getting to the Christmas party. So you think this is all because of Dave Tepper?
Yes.
I think he was evil.
What specifically happened between you and Dave? Did he steal your girl or?
No, he didn't like the fact he didn't want me on the air because on paper I'm a car show, right?
Uh huh.
And so no program director wants a car show because car shows suck. And I was
you said it.
So they
jammed, by the way.
They did. No, I get it. No.
I didn't say it. Okay.
I did. Car shows are terrible. And I mean, you know, the mortgage guy, the insurance guy, the saving your financial life guy, and the car guy, and the preacher. I mean, they're everywhere. And that's why he didn't want me. So I got jammed down his throat, and then he realized that that's not. We do about 80% shtick, like y'all do, and 20% cars. We do still get to business every once in a while, and I try to camouflage it up and keep it entertaining where it's not a roadblock.
Right.
But he just could not get over it.
I've listened before. You guys are entertaining. But I want to get down to the crux of the matter here. How much will you give me for my 2014 Silverado? It's got 90,000 miles on it.
Just give
me
the VIN.
Is it a big back door or the small back door?
It's a big back door. It's a crew cab. Four doors.
Is it four wheel, two wheel?
Two wheel.
Drive. Two wheel drive. Leather or cloth?
Leather. Come on, man. I'm classy. What are you talking about, cloth?
Does it have a sunroof?
No. Those are wastes of money. It's silver.
And are the wheels the smaller ones or the bigger ones?
It's the 20s.
The 20s, okay. Yeah. So we got an LT2 14 Silverado with 90, with no roof, leather, silver, 20s. Is it a Texas edition?
No, it's just a Silverado LT.
It's the Comedian edition.
That might be the Texas edition, actually. I think it is.
Kind of sounds like one, the way you're describing it.
Yeah.
So it's 20 with 90 on it. It'd be 22 grand.
Sold. I owe less than that. Done. Let's wrap up this transaction.
Okay, well, go to givemethevin.com and load it in and tell them what I told them on the radio. Hell, we're doing the same thing we'll be doing in the morning. Y'all.
See, look at that.
See, y'all want the cars. I don't even want the cars.
But, John, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Can we help producer Nick because his life's in shambles? He's got – they stole the hood ornament off of his Toyota.
Hmm?
And he drives like Mario Andretti. He needs something that handles like it's on rails.
Right.
And we just got to find this guy a hot ride so he can just have, he can just be rolling in it.
Are you single or married?
Nick is single.
So single.
Okay. I did not say that, Nick.
So single.
Nick is 33.
33. And what is your chick situation as of right now?
You ever been to the desert?
So Nick's not even talking.
You ever, there's dry spells. Nick's nickname is the Mojave. Like, there's dry spells, and then there's whatever the hell Nick is going through. I've seen more water on Mars.
About peaks and valleys. So right now you're not on a run.
Oh, he's in a valley, all right. Low valley.
We need to get him back on track. Wranglers work. They just work.
Jeans? The jeans?
Jeep Wrangler.
Wait, he does wear Wranglers. Oh, you don't mean the jeans. You mean getting a Jeep Wrangler. Okay.
Toyota 4Runners work. I mean, it just matters what vibe you're wanting to put.
Yeah, those new 4Runners are sharp.
I like
Nick.
The party. I can afford to buy you dinner. Don't have to pay for me. But, the convertible vet in the big cars, they really don't work.
That's right. That just means you have a small penis.
A small penis club.
Yeah.
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 So, Nick, on the other hand.
So, Nick is going to get a Lambo.
Nah, those really don't work. I've done all that. And, I mean, it looks like it works, but it doesn't. They're so guarded up and so scared of you that they don't know how to act.
This has been great.
You get loaded, but you never get them closed. Does that make sense?
It does. Yes, it does. And I love that. Hey, John, thank you for the call, man. By the way, we got a texter from 208 that said he loves the show. He loves your show, too. Donna Rogers said it's epic that John Clay Wolf gave us a call. Thank you for being here. Thank you for turning that into the Love Connection car segment. I think that could be a new thing we do.
We'll have Nick in weekly touch with you.
With John Wolf giving sex advice on what cars to buy.
Nick wants to talk to you about the Wrangler, only he's a little upset he thought it was a cowboy. From Dallas.
Well, you've retaken the crown.
Oh, have I?
You've retaken
the
dad joke crown.
Smart people listen to our show.
Congratulations. I had the belt for one. I didn't even get to defend it, and you've already snatched it back.
Hey, we proved that we have smart people listening to this show. this show.
We do.
How about that?
We do.
All
we
had one show.
John Clay's pretty good on radio.
Surgeon? Yeah. Dude, he does radio all the time. What are you talking about? He's pretty good.
I just hear his commercial spots. I don't listen to no car shows or anything
like
that.
His show is actually entertaining. He wasn't lying when he talks about they're 20% cars and 80% having fun. It's a lot like us. I mean, we're a sports show, but we like to have fun and just, you know, guy talk. They do, too. It's a good listen. You should check it out sometime.
Okay. I'll do that.
Thank you to John Clay Wolf for calling
out. And Nick, make sure see if he for calling. Maybe he can hook you up with a ride.
And before we go, I thought you were playing us out. We still had a little bit of time, but this text came across. Somebody said, "Finally, Barry's off the text line. Maybe my text will get read." Not with that attitude, sir. And
I thought you weren't reading him anymore.
Well, I can't count on Nick. This show will grind to a halt. His life is in shambles. This text said, "I finally saw what Nick looks like. He looks like if Billy Zane had an eating disorder."
Oh, man. You can't take this. I told you. You were supposed to be reading them.
Oh, he would have never read that one. That's why I had to come take him back over again.
Well, he would have read
never read that text.
He'd have read it, and then he'd have been down the phone.
I had to look
up
who Billy Zane was. I didn't even know who he was.
That was good stuff. Thank you to John Clay Wolf for calling. That was fun. Yeah. Apparently, the people liked it. They're texting in as such, so good stuff.
All right, so we'll take a quick break, wrap things up, get ready to turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. We are the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Got another good week here on The Usual Suspects. The intelligent people are calling in today to tell us that they listen too. Barry, Nick, and Joel wrapping it up before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz.
It's the last segment.
Yeah, it's the last segment. It's been a good segment. Let's call it. Been a good week.
Done? You don't want to
I'm done. You don't want
to finish with some Derek Lewis and Mark Hunt?
Oh, that's right. You guys got to get that in.
Somebody just texted and said, about how many texts do you get that aren't read on air? Because I feel like almost all of mine are read. So I would say...
Didn't you do some numbers on this?
Not really. I think we probably get somewhere in the neighborhood. It depends on the day and the topics and stuff. I would... What would you say, Nick? About 150 a day?
I think that's a fair number.
Yeah, and so, like I said, it's really difficult when you guys are texting long paragraphs to us. Just call. I mean, text should be a sentence. It should be a quick joke or a rebuttal or whatever, telling us you hate us, whatever you do.
Well, you bring up a valid point, too, because of just from a sheer number standpoint, if you really want us to address what you want to get off your chest, call. Because the text line, I mean...
Because I'm trying to read, have a conversation with you and Nick... And, you know,
and we're all looking at our Twitter.
There's other things. Yeah, Twitter. And then, I'm pulling up stories that we're going to discuss. It's difficult. It's difficult to read the long text. So you should keep it brief or call. We always love the calls.
Yeah, the calls are great. So if you ever are in doubt, just pick up the phone because we're going to get to the text. But sometimes we may not read it till after the show.
Yeah, somebody even just texted Fred and AJ rarely read mine. That's why I like y'all better. Boom. I see why, though.
Woo!
They get a ton more, I think. I think if we're at 150, they're probably at 250, 300.
Yeah, there's no doubt. They lead the league in text messages.
Yeah, they get way more, so. Okay, Mark Hunt, Derek Lewis. Somebody asked about this early in the show, and I wanted to make sure we get to it. So, Nick, your thoughts on tonight. Now, I will preface this by saying the last numbers that I saw, Derek Lewis was the favorite at a minus 120. Mark Hunt was a plus 100. Thoughts?
It's tough because this is in New Zealand. And I personally feel, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that Mark Hunt, if he hasn't began already, he will begin the slow demise of his career. And Derek Lewis is kind of on his way up on a 3-4, maybe even a 5-fight win streak. He's got big names.
Six in a row, he's won.
Like Roy Nelson and Travis Brown under his belt. So I want to pick him because he's the up-and-comer. The only thing that makes me hesitate about picking Derek Lewis is the fact that it's in New Zealand, the fact that Mark Hunt is incredibly angry with the UFC with everything that's happened to him, fighting three guys in a row that's tested positive for banned substances. So I feel like it's going to be a very young and strong Derek Lewis up against a very motivated Mark Hunt, but I will give the win to Derek Lewis.
To Derek Lewis. Okay. Yeah. So I feel like, I would bet the farm that you're not going to see a submission. This is definitely going to be some banging. You know what I mean? Like, sure. These dudes aren't going in. It's not going to be a technical fight. Derek Lewis isn't a technical fighter. Mark Hunt is a bit more of a technical fighter. Here's what worries me, though. Derek Lewis, he's got two losses in the UFC, and both were by KO. One was a TKO. That was the Sean Jordan fight. He got a hook kick and then just got punched to death. And the other one was a KO via Matt Mitrione. Mark Hunt is also susceptible to the knockout. I mean, he just got KO'd by Alistair Overeem in his last fight. A couple fights ago, Verdum KO, flying knees and punches. So both of these guys are this fight's not going the distance, I don't think. Somebody's going to get knocked out. What worries me, though, is that in his last fight, I think Derek Lewis got exposed a little bit by Travis Brown with those kicks, those leg kicks.
Right.
That's something that I hope he worked on, because Mark Hunt is known for his leg kicks. Like, that dude will chop that tree down with a quickness. And he's got some of the most devastating in the heavyweight division. I think that everyone is expecting a slobber knocker, and I kind of think it will be. But don't be surprised if it's not a boring fight. Both of these dudes are going to be a little bit scared of the power of their opponent. They may not be in a rush. Nobody's going to be in a rush to just get in there and start banging with it. And the more that they stay on the outside, the more that's going to make Derek Lewis susceptible to those leg kicks. So that worries me. And because of that, I actually have Mark Hunt in the upset. And I love Derek Lewis.
I know you do.
This fight scares me for him.
Yeah.
But if he wins this, I think sky's the limits for Derek Lewis. And he can win this, but those leg kicks worried me. So I hope, you know, crew Bob Perez, his coach and a friend of mine, I hope they've worked on that. I'm sure they have. Bob's no idiot. He knows what he's doing. But there also might be, you know, if it does the judges thing, it's the home cooking down in New Zealand. So that worries me, too.
There you go.
Yeah.
Is Mark Mike's brother?
I'm not touching that, Joel. Well, I'm not.
I just asked a question. Nick, I'm very impressed by not only your knowledge, but the way you conveyed the entire scouting report. That was actually impressive.
I appreciate it.
What are you talking about?
But I know you spend a lot of time because watching it in your spare time and on every weekend and you're tweeting about it. So I see that. What are you laughing about?
I don't know.
I feel like you're setting him up for something.
Not at all.
I thought he was at first, but then I read it.
I totally mean that.
All right, appreciate it.
Without question.
Now everyone's crying on the text line. You see what we've started?
Crying about what?
I listen daily, but never hear my text read, and I text at least once weekly. Well, first of all, once weekly isn't going to get a text read. Like, you realize that people, some dudes text like 20 times a day, and they may get two read.
Barry, let's break this down. Right? If you own a restaurant and you show up once a week, you're not a usual suspect. You're not a regular customer. The regular customers that are coming in multiple times within a week and contributing are going to get the recognition. We're going to say, hey, we're going to know you by name. We're going to welcome you in.
Yeah.
We're going to address your concerns or whatever you got on your mind.
You got a boo-boo. Feel free.
Yeah, but if you go once a week, think about that. The sheer numbers of it all. That's one in 750? So you're one out of 750 texts a week.
Yeah. It's going to be tough. That's the only one you're sending. It's not going
to
get read.
Your chances are better to get in with us than win the lottery, but not much.
Fire off some more and they'll get read. Somebody asked a question on the text line, the difference between leg kicks and kicks. So that's a mistake you might hear some guys that are newer to MMA say. They'll be like, oh, there's a leg kick to the head. Actually, all kicks are leg kicks. They're used you use the leg. But the difference between a leg kick, a body kick, and a head kick, the leg kicks will slow you down. And if you're slow, footwork. Fighting and stand-up is a lot about footwork, being able to circle out if your opponent comes in. Footwork helps you avoid getting knocked out just as much as head movement does. So when they start chopping down those legs and it slows you down, when you're fighting a guy like Mark Hunt, that's going to make you susceptible to a knockout a lot faster, because you'll see Derek Lewis, he'll be nimble when the fight first starts. But if he starts absorbing a lot of those leg kicks, he's going to be standing there. Plus, it changes your fighting stance. If your front leg is getting ate up by leg kicks, now you have to switch stances, and your power hand now becomes your lead hand, and you're less effective that way. So it's an effective tool when used properly. So that's what worries me. Hope that answered the question.
Anything else, Nick?
Nick?
He got it. I think you answered the question perfect.
Will you guys be squaring off with some leg kicks in the hallway?
I might. I might kick Barry when I see him walking
down. We can do that. You want to trade leg kicks? I would love to do that.
Hell no.
No, like, why not?
Hey, what do you mean? Why?
Let's do it.
Neither one of us are athletes. What do you mean, why not?
I would love to. I let's do it. I think we should. Let's Facebook
Live.
Why
don't you do it with AJ?
I would do that, too.
You would?
You would trade leg kicks with AJ.
Nick, you act like I've never fought. Like,
I don't have any fights or smokers,
but I trained Muay Thai for years, dude. Okay. You act like I wouldn't stand there. I would. I wouldn't, though, and then I would cry. But it doesn't matter.
So you've trained Muay Thai. You've boo-booed in a Vietnamese restaurant. You've got a lot of experience.
You're a world traveler. I think that.
Without question. All right, so that wraps it up for another great week of The Usual Suspects. We're going to take the weekend off just like you. We'll be right back here on Monday and every Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m., right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.